All right, I got a new show set up, but I don't realistically think this is going to work since I've been having these problems with the mic being so loud, or the motor being so loud on my camera. So like on the last show I did, I tossed some noise reduction on there and it did help a bit, but it makes things sound kind of swimmy and weird, and I don't care for that so much. I would avoid it if I could. So I got this lapel mic laying around the house that I don't use that much. So I was like, hey, why don't I try that? Like, what if I attach the lapel mic to the camera? Because the camera records fine. It's just that the built-in mic is sitting right next to this motor that turns the tape. Then I can just clip on the lapel mic and go do whatever I want. But it turned out to be quite a lot of work because the extra switch, and then I got to plug the thing in, and then I got this extra cord. And I can't really turn everything on and off as easy as I can if I'm just using the camera. So I'm doing a little test run right now where I'm just gonna let this thing run while I go to the store to buy a sandwich. And we'll see how it turns out. So on my way, why don't I introduce some songs? This is, I was really into Faith No More when I was a youngin'. And after Angel Dust, they kicked out Jim Martin. He was their guitarist with the big weird glasses. And the band was not quite the same after that, but the more I look into it, doesn't seem like Jim Martin really was that big of a piece of the band. Even Angel Dust, which everybody assumes was like his baby because it was so guitar driven and so heavy, they really, like, they wrote the songs and then kind of sent them to him, and he separately would work in his guitar parts and they would approve them. Like, it really was Roddy and Billy and Mike, once he came in, that put together most Faith No More songs, really. So it's hard to say how much Jim Martin really mattered, but he put out this solo album called Blood and Milk that I always wanted to hear, and finally I dug it up. Finally, the internet brought this thing to me. Like, it's been floating around out in the ocean, and finally the waves have lapped it up against the shore, because I sure as piss wasn't gonna pay for it. And I gotta say, I don't care for it that much. It's, well, the production values are really bad. It sounds so thin. Like, this thing came out in like 97, I think. And if you listen to it next to like Angel Dust, which came out in 92, it's night and day, man. Like, Angel Dust is a beautiful piece of work. Jim Martin's solo album, not so much. Yeah, so I was also just thinking with this how it is kind of weird how now I'm not even talking into something. Now I'm just talking to myself. But, so I was like, if I got one of those little Bluetooth headset things, then nobody would really think it's too weird. But enough people have that kind of stuff that maybe they'll just assume that I've got one, even though I don't, you know? It's really not so weird to have someone just be walking down the street talking to themselves anymore in this modern world. So also in this Jim Martin album, Jim Martin sings. He's no singer, man. But a couple of the songs, he's friends with some of the Metallica boys. So James Hetfield sings some backup on this. And you can just hear, all he does is basically says, yo, ho, ho, ho. But man, you can tell he's a way better singer. And I kind of dig this song. It's called Barso Pair. Starts out really nice. And then it gets into this little crappy beat that I learned from Jimmy Corrigan. Jimmy Corrigan, not Corrigan. Jimmy, wait, Billy. Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, not Jimmy Corrigan, the smartest boy on earth. It's called The Shuffle. And it's a really crappy little drum beat, and it makes the song suck. Anyway, check this shit out. This is some obscure Jim Martin, Barso Pair, on Lapel Radio.
You got balls.
Could I order an Italian hero with no onions?
Okay. Italian hero, no onions.
Thanks.
It's the lime green tea, and I would like to share a little bit of my life.
They got the lime green tea.
No more hero. Okay, I'll just a roll is fine. Yeah, I'm like a total spy, man. I could just walk around and record people. Not that anyone has anything interesting to say, but that's still pretty fucking cool. Yeah, and I'll get this. Great, thanks. Mm-hmm. Oh, running a light. Maybe I'll get run over on my podcast. Sweet. Oh, I made it. All right. Let me make sure I'm still recording. See, that's the other problem I don't like about this. If I accidentally press the record button on the DV cam, it'll turn it off. There's no way to lock it. Let's play. This is a real quick little song. This is from that old TV show Home Movies. It's like the weird, crappy cartoon. And I think I said this before when I played the Bad Coffee song. But after I got bear sprayed in Vancouver, to make myself feel better, I went and bought the DVD set of Home Movies Season 4, and it came with a CD with like all the music from the show that I then lost. Or it was probably still in my mom's house in a box somewhere. But I just found it the other day on the internet and downloaded it again, and there's some good little songs on that show. So this one is called Crazy Legs, and it's 40 seconds of sweetness.
Yeah, you're such a pretty girl.
So they're all out of heroes, or all out of the long bread. It's the second time that's happened, and it kind of sucks because a hero's is like $6.50, and a roll is $5.50. It's only a dollar more for the hero, and the hero's way bigger. There's this place that just opened by Ian's house, just before we broke up. Boo-hoo, sad, sad, cry, cry. That made just these like bacon, egg, and cheese heroes breakfast things. And man, there was so much bacon on those, like crazy amounts of bacon. They went so nuts with the bacon. And like all over the place, this one thing I'll give New York credit for. It's got all these little delis that are very nice. And every morning, everyone's selling the bacon and egg, rolls and bagels and shit. And they got just a big fucking tub full of bacon, just a huge one. And they, you know, go through fucking four or five of those things. Every morning, every single place, just think of the number of hogs just getting fucking slaughtered. Like a hog. It's amazing how unweird it is, even though it's late at night, that I'm just walking around talking to myself. I haven't walked like too close to anybody, but nobody seems to think this is too out of the ordinary. The people in my vicinity. I don't know though, I still actually feel less weird talking into the camera. It's a shame about that motor. But I guess DV tapes are all, it's sort of a thing of the past. It's going to hard drives and shit. All right, let's play one more song as I round the corner to come home. I was just talking to my friend Terry about Primus and how cool Primus was. And I've had this song just kicking around in my ham radio folder for 2 or 3 weeks at least, just never quite found the right place to play it. So let's play it now. It's from the Brown album. It's a pretty little ditty called Hats Off. We'll be right back. It felt very weird, just like just talking to nobody. Just like, and this song is from blah blah blah. It's very, very strange. Yeah, well, this one, I'm just just having my hands not do anything. I don't know, it's weird, but it was cool because when I was waiting for them to,
like, gesturing with your hands when you're talking.
Kind of, because I always do that. I can't help it. But when I was waiting for them to make my sandwich, I felt like a spy because I've just got it running the whole time. So I just like walk over. Yeah, just like some guy who's just like talking to his girlfriend about what drink they should get, and it's like, this is boring, but I'm getting it.